Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the following theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 1, Why Witness? Thirsty, motivated by love. We heard about the Apostle Paul. In former days, he had hunted the first Christians from one city to another. He even went abroad to Damascus to catch them and take them as prisoners back to Jerusalem, that they are judged there and sentenced to death. When there was a vote, should we kill them? He raised his hand. And now, the opposite. Not hunting Jesus' followers, but making people to followers of Jesus. Just the opposite. How can that be? He had experienced something. He had discovered Jesus' love to him. And this love of Jesus to Paul changed Saul to Paul. And from that time onwards, everything which was in his power, everything, he put on the altar for his Savior. Once a persecutor, now a proclaimer of the gospel. In his second letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 5, we read these verses which show how Paul felt in his heart. And he says in verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, "For the love of Christ," do you see it? The love of Christ. This is the first point. "For the love of Christ constrains us." It is the love of Christ. "Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves." They should not live anymore for themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Not living a life for yourself. And Paul tells the newborn Christians in Corinth, look at Jesus, what he was willing to do for you. Now, in turn, you're saved now. What are you willing to do for Jesus now? Now that you have discovered the truth, what's going on now? Are you motivated by Jesus' love? You can only be motivated by his love when you have experienced his love. Have you ever discovered what he was willing to do for you? Have you ever found out? Have you studied that? He, the King of the universe, allows others that he's mocked. yea, even crucified. And he allows them to do such ugly things with him. He allows them to show you how he loves you. He did everything what he did for you, that you are able to discover his love. And if you have discovered it, then this love constrains you. Pass on. Pass on. Pass on. That's life. Then your life will be joyful.